It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
In partnership with the Common Table Health Alliance, Vintage 901 will be hosting its second Underground Lowcountry Boil on September 28th. Host and wine educator and County Commissioner Michael Whaley will be preparing wines for this one-of-a-kind wine event. Michael offered a few tips on pairing wine with food to help you make the proper choice when purchasing wines for a special occasion. Michael's first tip is, generally what grows together, goes together. Try a regional dish with a regional wine. For example, a Sauvignon Blanc from Sancerre in the Loire Valley of France pairs well with goat cheese. When pairing wine with desserts, Michael suggests that you make sure the wine has a higher level of sweetness than the dish. A dry wine with a sweet dessert will taste less fruity and unpleasant. Lastly, he says that wines high in acidity pair well with foods high in acid or fat. Acidic wines can provide the sensation of the wine cutting through the richness of oily or fatty foods to cleanse the palate. For the Lowcountry Seafood Boil, Michael will be serving a Spanish Rosé sparkling wine, a Vino Verde from Northwest Portugal, and a Beaujolais from France. He says sparkling wine and Vino Verde both pair well with seafood, and Beaujolais is a light, fruit-forward red wine that is great for picnics. General admission tickets are $75. VIP tickets, which include reserved indoor seating with table service and takeaways, are $125. The location of the underground event will be revealed 48 hours prior to the party. Visit Vintage 901 for more information. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon appetit!
The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, a design studio for the kitchen, bath, and home, specializing in fine custom cabinetry and premium appliances for 50 years. KitchensUnlimited.net. Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for the Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at CommercialAppeal.com.